What makes Good Friday good? When we look at what happened that day to Jesus, that he was falsely accused, he was betrayed and forsaken by all of his disciples, he was betrayed into the hands of sinners by Judas Iscariot, he suffered a mock trial, he suffered humiliation, and then he was nailed to the cross. How is it that we can call that good? The reason is that forgiveness flowed down from the cross. For every sin that we have committed, if we will but repent, confess, and believe Jesus and receive His Spirit in us. There are two people mentioned specifically who betrayed Jesus. One was Simon Peter, a disciple of Jesus. He denied that he even knew Jesus, and he declared it with an oath. The Bible says that he repented. He went out and wept bitterly. He turned his face toward the cross and found forgiveness. The other betrayer was a man by the name of Judas Iscariot, also a disciple of Jesus. He sold Jesus out to the authorities for 30 pieces of silver, and the Bible says that he went out and hung himself. He certainly had remorse for his sins, but he had not repentance. I firmly believe this in my own heart, in my contemplating the great mercy and forgiveness that Jesus had. That if Judas, instead of turning his face away from the cross, would have turned toward the cross and gone to that cross, he would have heard these words in Luke, the 23rd chapter, beginning with the 32nd verse. Listen. And there were two other criminals led with him to be put to death. And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him, and the criminals, one on the right hand and the other on the left. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiment and cast lots. Jesus said, There is no offense against the Son of Man that will not be forgiven, even a betrayal like Judas. Jesus called Judas the son of perdition because he knew what was in the hearts of people, and he knew that Judas would not seek repentance. Jesus was a prophet. There is forgiveness for every sin at the foot of the cross. There, if we will but repent, turn our face toward God, and turn away from our sins, and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior, and receive His Spirit into our hearts, we have forgiveness of sins because of what Jesus did on Good Friday. And that is what makes it good. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I thank you for the cross. I'm horrified when I contemplate the suffering that Jesus went through, but I rejoice that he went through it for me, that my sins might be forgiven. Please help me, O Lord, to walk with Jesus. I receive him into my heart, and I walk with him each day. In Jesus' name, amen.